You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK.
Enhanced odds, Nasser Chadli to score and West Brom to win, was 9-2, now 6-1. And Dusan Tadic to score and Southampton to win was 4-1. That's been enhanced to 5-1. There's been a bit of a move for West Brom, Derek, earlier this week and this morning as well. And I suppose it's understandable based on their home form, which has been very good this season. They've actually picked up 29 points from their 15 home games this season so far. That's their joint best return at this stage of a Premier League season alongside 2012-2013. But as you and Tom have commented on this podcast, previous editions, West Brom might have hung it up for the season.
Yeah, well, Southampton too. In fact, they've had both managers have asked if they can move this match to Skegness Beach. I mean, because they'll all be turning up in flip-flops. I've got no idea who will win this, but you probably knew that already anyway. It's impossible. The prices, there's nothing, you know, what Southampton aren't as underpriced as they normally are, although, you know, at 6-4, 11-8, whatever they are, you won't get a pound of my money. West Brom, I just don't know what to think about them now. You know, defeat by the game against Man United, they were excellent, and then you follow that up by losing to Watford. How can you lose to Watford? I've got no idea. I'm just going to play safe and go for the draw.
Yeah, I would as well, actually. 21-10, biggest price of the three, the draw in this match. And I'm with Derek here, Tom. I've not got a clue what's going to happen in this.
I do. West Brom are going to win.
You think so?
Yeah, I do. I'm pretty confident with them at home, you know, chaps. You know, they lost that game against Crystal Palace. I can understand why people might look at West Brom and think, yeah, they've kind of done, you know, they've done their job. Where's the kind of ceiling for them? Well, they've reached it, haven't they? But you know, I think they're a better side than Southampton. I think they're a tougher side. And I think at home I'm prepared to bat them. I've got to look at trends over a longer period of time, and you know, over the course of the last sort of 2-3 months, or certainly in 2017, they've disposed of teams like Hull and Sunderland, Stoke, Bournemouth, and Arsenal with relative ease at home. And it's enough for me to still think that they've got enough. I mean, you know, they'd won 8 and drawn 1 before that defeat to Palace. So the defeat to Palace and Watford, yeah, that could send alarm bells ringing for people who want to back West Brom again. I understand that. But Southampton are so inconsistent. I mean, they've recently lost to West Ham and Swansea, so they ain't no better. And West Brom at home, I'm prepared to back. And normally as well, you know, Tony Pulis's side, you know, get a reaction after a bit of a shock defeat. They certainly had that after the defeat to Crystal Palace. And I'm going to back them to get that again at you know, after that defeat to Watford. You know, it's a decent point for them at Manchester United as well. So defensively, they're still resolute. And at home, I'd back them on set pieces to score one or two goals. So I'm going to back them.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.